The next day, Bremer met in his conference room, the only big room in the palace with working air conditioners, with his senior CPA staff members. He showed them the debathification order. They went nuts and said, "You can't do this," recalled Gardner, the army colonel assigned to CPA. "It just cleaned out the ministries. The guy said, we can't run our ministries now." Bremer again refused to budge. His response, said Gardner, was that he wasn't bringing up the issue for discussion, but rather just to inform them of what was going to happen. It appears that with this move, Chalabi, operating behind the scenes, had won a major victory. Army Lieutenant General Joseph Kellogg, Jr., then on the staff of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, recalled that Chalabi had been a strong backer of the radical debathification plan Bremer brought with him. He was calling for total debathification, which was extreme. "I think the world of Jerry Bremer," said Kellogg, who sat across from Bremer on the Special Operations C-130 aircraft that took them into Iraq. "He is personally courageous and a good guy. But his management style didn't work well. If you went up to him and said, you gotta do this because your way is wrong, he'd blow you off. So you'd have to work the sides. We'd kind of work around him." On May 16, debathification of Iraq society was issued over Bremer's signature as Coalition Provisional Authority Order No. 1. It purged tens of thousands of members of the Ba'ath Party, perhaps as many as 85,000. Ultimately, 9,000 would seek and be granted exemptions, permitting them to go back to work. "I did that because I thought it was absolutely essential to make it clear that the Ba'athist ideology, which had been responsible for so many of the human rights abuses and mistreatment of the people in the country over the last 40 years, had to be extirpated finally and completely from society. Much as the American government decided to completely extirpate Nazism from Germany at the end of the Second World War," Bremer said later. Ultimately, the U.S. military in Iraq came to have a mixed view of the purge. Major General Swanwick spoke for many when he later said, "I was not very happy from day one with the debathification program." A 101st Airborne Division summary of issues for a meeting at the CPA later that year listed the big five concerns of the division commander, Major General David Petraeus. Arbitrary debathification was at the top of the list. One of Petraeus's brigade commanders, Colonel Joe Anderson, later summarized the effect of Bremer's order. "All of a sudden you say, these guys are not part of society. These were guys and gals in the doctor arena, in the professor arena, that you can't do without in running a society." But not everyone agreed. Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, who commanded the 1st Armored Division in Baghdad, and so had more top Ba'athists in his area of operations, said that in retrospect, Bremer's radical debathification was the right move to make for changing Iraq, albeit a somewhat difficult one. "If it hadn't been done," he said, "it would have gone easier for us in the near term, but less well for the Iraqi population in the long term."